Okay, tonight is Monday, November 15th, or Tet Kislev. This is the Gemara Shir, Rav Tam Masechta Sukkot, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis.
Hey, Rabotai. Last week we learned the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where Rava had said that based on the practice that existed in his community, we can figure out all of the halachos of Hallel. That for some reason or another, the way they practiced the recitation of Hallel in their community was to somehow highlight all of the available halachos of Hallel. So the fact that, so the Gemara said, if you remember correctly, that when the Chazan said Hallelujah, everybody said Hallelujah. And then whether you knew how to read the Hallel, you didn't know how to read the Hallel. And then the Chazan would say, Hallelujah Abdei Hashem. Those who didn't know kept saying with him, Hallelujah. So we learned out every single halacha from what was happening in this community, concluding with the last halacha in the middle of the page, Hu Omer Baruch Haba, V'heim Ramrim, B'Shem Hashem, which teaches us the Din of Shemer Ka'oneh. So tonight, before we go any further, we have several important arot on the Gemara which we learned last week. So please take the sheet, the packet that I distributed for you. And on the first page of the packet is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. I bracketed on the bottom, not on the bottom, in the middle, the Bir Halacha, who quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucham which everybody tears apart. Other Rishonim, other Achronim, all focus on this unusual statement of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Kasav Ya Rabbeinu Yerucham. Behalel, let's turn it over to the back of the page, Behalel. Af Alpi Sheyatza Motzi, Bein V'yachid, Bein V'tzibur, V'davka She'eno Baki, She'eno Yodea La'anos. Avo in Yodea La'anos, in Yotza, Eino Motzi, Ela in Cain, One Acharov, Hallelujah, Adkan L'shono. Let me tell you what the Rabbeinu Yerucham says. So I will give you by way of comparison. Okay? Let's assume I make Kiddush on a Friday night. Okay? Somebody asks me, can you make Kiddush for me? What's your answer going to be? Can I make Kiddush for somebody? The answer is definitely yes. Why? We'll see the source in a minute. That's the halakh of Arevus. Kol Yisrael Areven Zelazer. I can be motzi somebody else, even if I have already discharged my obligation. It's true for Kriyas HaMegillah, it's true for Kiddush, and it should be true for Hallel as well. But if I said Hallel already, and you asked me to lead you in the recitation of Hallel, I can say the Hallel, and you'll be Yotzei Shemer, through Shemer Ka'oneh. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yerucham and says, that's not the case. There is an important qualification. The only time, and let's review the last halacha, when you are Yotzei via Shomea Ka'oneh, you never have to open up your mouth and say anything. All you have to do is listen. You don't have to answer Amen. You don't have to say Hallelujah. That's the best way to do it, to have some response and interaction. But bottom line, push comes to shove, the din of Shomea Ka'oneh means I listen. When I listen, it's as if I said the whole halal. Says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that option for me to be motzi you, if I already said the halal, is only available if you don't know how to read the halal. But if you do know how to read the halal, and I already said the halal, I can only be motzi you if there's going to be some response on your part. If there's going to be some response, what response? To answer Hallelujah after every phrase, or to answer V'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim after the second paragraph, after each phrase, whatever response you're going to insist on, throughout the Holland, that must exist. So says the Rabbeinu Yerucha. He's the only Rishon to make such a statement. Again, that when we will apply the halacha of Shomea to Oner by Hallel, and combine that with the halacha of Afal Tisha Yatza Motzi, this is only if the person who is listening is an Eino Baki. But if the person is a Baki, knows how to say the Hallel, and I now want to be Motzi him, if I already said the Hallel, says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, by you just listening to me, that's not going to do the trick. It'll only work as if there is this combination of my leading you and you responding to me. Something that does not exist by any other mitzvah. As I said, by Kriyas HaMegillah, even if I read the Megillah, you can listen to me read the Megillah again and you'll be Yotzi the mitzvah. You don't have to open up your mouth. Same thing by Kiddush. I can make Kiddush, even though I've made Kiddush already. You can listen to me. You don't have to open up your mouth. Just listen, beginning to end. All of a sudden, by Hallel, claims the Rabbeinu Yerucham, if you know the text of the Hallel, and I already said the Hallel, that's not going to work. The only type of way that I can be motzi you is the interactive style. I make a statement, you respond. And the question is, why? Where did the Rabbeinu Yerucham come up with this idea? So the Magen Avraham is going to make a statement and claim that the Rabbeinu Yerucham saw our Gemara, saw another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, identified the two Gemaras as a conflict for one another, and the only way to resolve the conflict is based on his suggestion. So let's see the Gemara, which he believes is in conflict with our Gemara. So now take the Bir Halacha is quoting the Magen Avraham. Go to page 3 now. Page 3 is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, very famous Gemara. It's the basis of the Gemara Halacha that I just quoted to you. Two lines from the bottom of the page. Tani Ahava Berei de Rav Zera. Ahava, the son of Rav Zera, formulated the following halacha. Kol habrachos kulon, all brachos, af al pi sheyotza, even though I have already discharged my obligation, motzi, I can discharge someone else's responsibility by simply repeating that bracha again. The bracha of Kiddush, the bracha for Megillah, the whole reading of the Megillah for that matter. Chutz, there's only one exception. Birchas halechem u'birchas ayayim. Only the exception is birchas hanehenim. She'im lo yatza motzi, v'im yatza eino motzi. By birchas hanehenim, if I want to eat bread, and you don't know how to make the bracha, or you're a little lazy. So if I am eating bread, then I can say, Hamotzi lechem et aretz, and you can listen. But if I'm not eating bread, if I ate bread already, and I'm not eating right now, then I cannot discharge your responsibility for making a birchas hanehenim. So says Rav Adavar Rav Zera. That's what he says. Take a look at Rashi. I bracketed the Rashi. Chutz mivirchat, the last Rashi on the right-hand side of the page. Chutz mivirchat alechem v'hayayin. Says Rashi, it's not just birchat alechem v'hayayin. U'sha'ar birchos peiros v'reichani. It refers to all brachos on fruits and brachos v'shmek shmek reyah barinei v'samim. All brachos related to pleasure. She'enon chova, which are not obligatory. Why does he throw in that word obligatory? Because on Friday night, when I'm going to recite the kiddush for you, even though I made kiddush, will I be saying Baruch Priyazafin again? Yes. Well, that Baruch Priyazafin is not an optional Baruch Priyazafin. It's part of the mitzvah of kiddush. So that bracha, I can be motzi you. That's why we're tiyazafen. If I am going to fulfill my obligation to be motzi you, I will say the bracha tiyazafen. So which type of bori tiyazafen will it not work for? Right now, amundik manach, you want to have a glezel levari. I am not drinking any wine. You don't know the bracha? Too bad. I can't say the bracha for you, and you listen, because I'm not planning on drinking any wine. Why? Ela she'asur lehanos min ha'olam azeh b'lo bracha. You're not going to derive any pleasure from anything in this world without blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bizu ein kan arvus. The din of Kol Yisrael arei v'zeh lozeh, says Rashi, does not apply to Birkat Hanen. She'eino chova al hagam. Because, and Rashi's giving us the logic why there is no arvus for a Birkat Hanen. Because there's no compelling need to create such a halakha. When you have an obligation to do something, you have an obligation to hear the Megillah, you have an obligation to make Kiddush, you have an obligation to blow the shofar. Part of my obligation is to see to it that not only do I fulfill my mitzvah, but every single Jew fulfills their mitzvah. That's the basis of the mitzvah of Arvus. That we're collectively responsible for one another. I cannot say that I have fully discharged my obligation if somebody else has not yet discharged theirs. That's why if I've already read the Megillah, I can read it 9 more times. That's why if I haven't blown shofar, and I've already blown shofar, I can still blow it another 50 times to enable somebody else to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you want a glass of wine, right now, why can I be motzi you? What need do you have at this particular moment that I should feel a responsibility to discharge your obligation? What alternative do you have? Don't drink wine right now. So if you won't drink right now, what bracha will you not have to say? Won't have to say very few about it. By a mitzvah, you can't make that statement, don't perform the mitzvah. You have to perform the mitzvah within its prescribed time. That is why, claims Rashi, the din of arvus does not apply to birchas hananim, but only applies to birchas to a mitzvah or a bracha related to a mitzvah, but not birchas hananim. So says Rashi. Yes.
Isn't it strictly speaking a zera only referring to the bracha and not to the performance to the mitzvah itself? You mentioned it from the Megillah.
Correct. Rabbi Zera happens to refer here to the bracha, but every Rishon understands that it's to be expanded wherever the mitzvah is done to people. It's not only the bracha, but he means any mitzvah. What's the difference between making the bracha and Megillah and reading Megillah? Same obligation. What's the logic for it? What's the logic of Mashiach Samosi? Because, as he said, you're obligated to do it. Well, you're obligated to read the Megillah too. So I can read it for you. Whenever it's deep, even if he uses that expression, nobody discriminates between the two. Nobody. First, this is Gemara number one. Now, the Rabbeinu Yerucham believes that this Gemara is in contrast with the Gemara which we learned last week.
Aren't there certain Birkas HaMitzvah that you could also say are pseudo-discretionary? For example, Tapar Shtrumah Semaisa.
Right?
Bracha to do. You make bracha when you do the Tapar Shtrumah. You don't have to do it.
No. So you will not, I thought you will not know Ashur. You say Ashur. Okay, hang up on the Zuzu. Listen, you have to hang up on the Zuzu right now. Don't do it right now. Correct.
So
the bracha of arvus will not work under those circumstances. That's correct, according to this. Now, how does this Gemara seem to contradict the Gemara which we read last week? How does this Gemara contradict the Gemara which we read last week? Which is the Rabbeinu Yerucham's point. So,
I'm playing devil's advocate here with Yisrael, and Rabbi Yerucham happens to agree with you. Hey, listen to this. Rav Ada Barahat Rav Zerahim, he only said, what can he be Yotzei with? What can he be Yotzei with? The Bracha. Don't say anything about Halev. Don't say anything about Halev. What's our Gemara talking about? About Halev, not just the Bracha. So how does the Rabbeinu Yerucham say these two Gemaras are not conflicting with one another? How does the Rabbeinu Yerucham say they're talking about two separate cases? This Gemara is talking about what situation whereby you,
you say arguments of the brachas and not Halev itself?
Yeah, let's read it inside. Go back to the Bira Lachi, the Mavir Abram explains the explanation. How he sees it as a steal. We're on line 3 in the Bira Lach on page number 2. The Kafak of Mavir Abram, the Reish Dvara Hupash. The words of the Rabbeinu Yerucham are simple. Why is it simple? The chayim mevor behegiv b'shatz the shili perik gimel the Rosh Hashanah. The halel the megillah af al pi shiyatsa motzi. By halel megillah, you can be yotzei even if you have already fulfilled the mitzvah. I've read the megillah. I've said the halel. I can. In the bracket, he says what you said, but he doesn't agree with that. Umav shemisayim. The Cholze im Enovaki, that which the Rabbeinu Yerucham says this is only if you are not aware of what's going on, who mishats the sukkah that lama chas. The gozo machre, but who ono, after all, alleluco. Alma, the story, al kol panim, ano, hallelujah. Usmirule, the hul ikuva, says Rabbeinu Yerucham. We spent the whole Gemara last week reading the Gemara. What does the Gemara say is the format for the recitation of Halev? If you don't know how to read. What is the format if you don't know how to read the text? How? You answer. Correct. You answer. I say Hallelujah. Everybody says Hallelujah. Now the people who know just keep reciting the rest of the stuff. Now the people who don't know. I, the Chazan, say, Hallelujah, Allah, be Hashem. What do? You answer, Hallelujah. Yehi Shem Hashem, Mabarak, Ne'afer, Olam, Hallelujah. Did the Gemara say that in Rosh Hashanah, that the guy who's listening has to say something? We just read the Gemara. Did the Gemara say anything that the guy has to react, has to say anything? No, what did it say? Even if I read the Megillah already, or if I read the Hallelujah already, I can be motzi you. So why does our Gemara here Sukkah say you have to say something? And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah just says, just listen to me and that's it. Therefore says the Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's two different cases. One is talking about what? You're an anal bucky. And one is talking about, well, you're a bucky. Name. If you are a baki under those circumstances, if you know the text of the Hallel, that's what our Gemara is talking about in Sukkah. If you know, not the way we learned last week. Last week we learned who is going to be saying the Hallelujah all the time. Who is going to be saying the Hallelujah throughout the entire Hallel? They ain't no baki. No, says Rabbi Yerucham. No, that's not the case. You know who's going to be saying the Hallel? You know who's going to be saying the Hallel all the time? The Bucky. If the case is talking about that I already davened already. I davened the first minyan, and now I'm going to be shliach. I'm going to be motzi you for the recitation of Hallel's second one. Tomorrow Rosh Hashanah is talking about if you're an Eino Bucky. So if you're an Eino Bucky, what do you have to do?
just listen to me. So when I have already read the Halakha, and you are not a Baki, you don't know how to read, so that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Call up Rokos Pulon, Abafi Shiyasamoti. So what the Rabbeinu Yochum does is take our Gemara and claim it's the exact opposite case of the way we explained it last week. We explained in the name of all we showed in last week that the pattern described by Rava is referring to a situation where the people don't know how to what? How to recite the Halakha. Therefore, what happens? The Chazan takes the lead, says phrase by phrase, and everybody types up and says, Hallelujah, 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 50 times. That used to be 123 times. We saw it a couple of weeks ago. The number of times in the life of Aaron, Kaminyan Shnayis of Shalal, the Nalav said that. You respond 123 times, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that's only if you really know how to say the Hallelujah. But you're lazy. And I already said Hallelujah. In this case, you're going to have to respond after me, Hallelujah, 123 times. But if you indeed don't know how to say the Hallel, we are governed by the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which simply says, just listen to me, don't have to open up your mouth and answer. The difficulty with the Rabbeinu Yerucham is that he's claiming that our Gemara, which we learned last week, is talking about what type of Shliach Tzibur that he was observing. Where does he see that in our Gemara? That the case in our Gemara is that the Shliach Tzibur is attempting to fulfill the community's obligation, and he already got. And that's why you have to respond to me, because I've already been motzi. I've already been yotzi in the mitzvah. Where does he see that? But that's the Rabbeinu Yerucham's reading of this Gemara.
Why would you call it that? How many sins are in there?
That's what he's saying. That's what Magen Avraham says.
No, if the din of Abaki Shiyasa Motzi is not restricted only if the Shliach Tzibur was already yotzi. It's also the case when the Shliach Tzibur was being motzi, but he's still down for his own sake.
That's not Abaki Shiyasa. Then it's a different case. Then it's not, there is no such requirement. If I have not been yotze, if I'm the leader and I'm not yotze, nobody ever says that you have to say it. Just listen to me. That our Gemara, so that's all. Just listen to me. So what Rabbi Yochum does is he reads into our Gemara based on what his perception is, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to be at odds with our Gemara. So the way he resolves it is claiming that the two cases are talking about the same halakha. Just as that Gemara is talking about that the guy already did the mitzvah, so too our Gemara is talking about that the guy already did the mitzvah. So now you have to introduce the difference. One is talking about to an audience who doesn't know how to read. The other one is talking about to an audience who doesn't know how to read. Yeah.
How is it other than being lazy when it's being okay when it's ELC, but we're at the same time as the second time? Why would I even be allowed to be okay on here?
Because it's a halacha of Apo Shiyasa Motsi. That was Rav Aga Barav Rav Zeva. He says, call up Rav Askula. Doesn't say only if you don't know how to do it. What? You are. But the question, there's no doubt you are. But the bottom line is, can you be mocked in the Yotze or not? Yes?
I don't know how it fits into what he's talking about in Rosh Hashanah.
Because everybody assumes, other than those two little black bracketed lines quoted by the Rehalacha, everybody assumes that when he says, call up Rappas Kulon, he doesn't only mean Rappas. He means every obligation of something that has to be said.
What obligation is Hallel compared to regular government system?
Hallel is a mitzvah like Kriya Samikil, like making Kiddush, like Kiddush Shaykhur, it's a regular mitzvah stuff. We have to do it in the middle of Davin. But there's no obligation. Let's assume you die, you don't want to Davin, you don't want to turn, you want to walk out after Shabbos. Okay, so you're not going to say Hallel. Hallel you can say all day. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you pick up a siddur in your house, and you'll say challah. You'll eat those siddur bits of challah.
The Gemara just reads like brothel. Even if you put the exception to it.
I understand. That's why there's a bracketed in that beer alaka that the siddur, but nobody else understands that. Nobody ever, not one rishon, says that that Gemara should be limited only to brothel. Not, yes,
you know, Krishma?
Krishma is a different category because it's part of the misgeret of davening. Therefore, it's the rule, Shema Kodah, doesn't apply to that. We said that 50 times. I can't daven in my living room and you would listen to me. Can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply to Kriya Shema either because it's part of the misgeret of davening.
Even within a minion context?
What?
Within a minion?
Only a minion you can.
Well, maybe you could.
Of course. The Shliach Tzibur would say the whole davening out loud. That's the way it used to be done. From beginning to end, the way it's done in Eidot HaMizrach. He says, from every word out loud. You don't have to say anything.
It's
not just halacha,
it's a minion. What?
It's halacha
minion, not really.
Correct. It's halacha Tzibur. It's not Shliach Tzibur. Yeah.
It's just in the
year
halacha after the bracket.
Right.
It seems to imply the Ben Yeruk is saying that they even Shomei Kamen. The Mashkas are Ben Yeruk, the Dvarav V'yotza La'adavka. But who I think I feel the law on Yilo Yotza, Nami Ein Yachol HaTzchaber V'yotza Anos, Ela Im Ken Omen.
Okay.
So that's
even a bigger sentence.
It's a bigger sentence. It's a Shomei Kamen.
Correct. That's the way he interprets it. It's not what the Rabbi Yeruchim said. It's not what he said. Because he says, He's talking about Apophishiyasa Moses. That's his extension. But the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he said, Atan Shoyna. He never said, I grant you that he does say that. Now, yeah, go right ahead.
Didn't we think our case of Shemesh only is strange because we're making them ain't or something? Is that related to this?
Correct. Yes, it should be. It should relate to it. It should.
Even our Shemek only is not a normal Shemek.
No, because our Gemara, we understood our Gemara as being looking at the higher level of what, the best way to what? To recite the halakha, to respond. And the Gemara's conclusion, at the Gemara's doing various practices.
Right.
At the end, when the guy says, Baruch Haba, you answer B'Shem Hashem, did you ever say the word Baruch Haba?
No, I shouldn't say anything.
But that's just the way they communicated the halacha that you don't have to say anything. Just as you don't have to say Baruch Haba, technically what don't you have to say?
Shem Hashem.
You don't have to say Shem Hashem. So why did they give, that's a good question. Why did they have to communicate the halacha of Shema Ta'oneh? That funny illustration. The chazan says Baruch Haba, what do you answer? Shem Hashem. Why don't you say the chazan says Baruch Haba? You say nothing. That would be the better way. I grant you.
That fits better than what he's saying. With the fact that...
Why?
They did it. He's insisting that that's why you do Shema Kaonis, to say something.
No, but then if both halakhas are that, then the Gemara is just repeating itself. Why does the Gemara have to give the halakha Baruch Haba and Shema Hashem and Halukah? It's the same halakha.
And Halukah is a response, and this is the next words.
Okay?
Different.
But that's the way it's assumed. Now, this whole halakha about the motzi somebody else, about the yatsa, about you, can I be motzi you? If you know the text of halakha, you ever write to rely on me? You ever write to rely on me? So you know something. You know kiddush. You know halakha. You know the megillah. You ever write to rely on me? Only davening, there is a machloit sechacham in Rav Nachman. Please open up the source number 4 for a second. Source number 4 for a second. It could very well be that by Shmon Esrei, you don't have that option if you're lazy, if you don't want to daven. Oh, you just listen to Shlech Tzibur. You don't have that option. You may not have that option. By all halachas, you have that option. By halal, lazy, just listen to Shlitzi. Have a kiddush, you don't want to make kiddush, listen to somebody else. You don't want to blow shofar, listen to somebody else. You don't want to read the Megillah, listen to somebody else. So now my question is,
Kadami. You know what? I want to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Says the Mishnah. Quote the Machlokes, the Kishan Gamliel, and the Chachamim. The Mishnah says, Kishem Shishliach Tzibur Kaya, Kach Kol Yotid V'Yotid. This is the Chachamim's opinion. Just as the Shliach Tzibur has to say the davening, Kach Kol Yotid V'Yotid. Everybody has to daven. Rav Gamliel says in the Mishnah, Shliach Tzibur can daven, everybody else can just listen. Tanya, we learned in the Bras. Omru lo Rav the Rav Gamliel. They said to Rav Gamliel. The Rav Gamliel said, that what? Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everybody. Asked the Rav Gamliel, the Dvarecho lo Tzibur Mishpalelim. Why do we have to silence Shmon Esma? We need to silence Shmon Esma. Let's save some time. What will happen? We'll start the Chazos and Shats. And everybody will just watch. Listen to the Shliach Tzibur. What's the problem? Mr. Gamliel says that's an option available. Who needs to silence Shmon Esma? Answer's wrong, Gamliel. You're right. You don't really need to silence Shmon Esma at all. Oh, my man. Kidei lahazdir shliach tzibur tfilasa. What does that mean? Lahazdir shliach tzibur? It's practice. It's got to get straight. There's no siddur. So let's make a dry run. What's the dry run? Everybody's quiet. Everybody, whoever wants to sleep will go back to sleep. And what does the shliach tzibur do? He'll go through Shmon Esrei just to get the language straight. So when they have to repeat it out loud, he knows it. But theory, you don't need a chazar, you don't need a son of Shmon Esrei. Because everybody can be Yotzei Vayi the Shliach Tzibur. Amar Lahem Rav Gamliel. Gamliel said to the Chachamim that everybody has to daven. If everybody has to daven, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yorei Lepnei HaTeva. So what do you chazar sashat? If everybody has to daven, who needs Chazaros Hashavit? Omru lo, so the Chachamim said to him, Kidei lahutzi eshe'eino bachi. Only to discharge somebody who doesn't know how to daven. And that's the halakha, like the Chachamim. That all year, exception is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, where we assume that nobody knows how to daven, because who knows the davening Rosh Hashanah and Kippur by heart. So there we pass it like Rav Gamliel. But the rest of the year, everybody has to daven themselves and does not have the option of what? The option of what? Of being Yotzei with Shliach Tzibur. Therein is the difference between davening, and I would include Kriyat Shema, and all other mitzvahs. By all other mitzvahs, you want to be lazy? You want to be my guest? Be my guest. In fact, Rabotai, as I said many a times, it's not just laziness. It is often better to be Yotzei with one person and not to belong, not to say everything you say. Not to say. It is better if you have 10 people in the house for dinner, it's better that one person makes kiddush. And everybody answers Amen and just listens into the Yotzei Shomer Tam. Always better. Why? Because the role on Hadrasna. Because the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more pronounced when there is a multitude of people attaching itself to one mitzvah. It's always better to listen to the Kriya Hamadil in Shul as opposed to everybody reading it themselves in their house. Every single time is always better. Always better. Except the davening. The davening, they did not want to allow somebody to be mostly somebody else unless you are an anal bucket. They wanted people to learn how to daven and encourage them to daven, and they did not allow such a thing. That's point number one. That's the Rabbeinu Yeruchon's unusual interpretation of our Gemara. Point number two. Let me ask you this. You raised the question, Moshe did, about the law of Shomer to Omer. How, what illustration did our Gemara, it was the last halacha that we read last week, what illustration did the Gemara use to indicate that we're going to have Shomer to Omer? Chazan says, Baruch Haba. What does everybody respond? B'shem Hashem. Here comes a titanic machloikis, whether the Gemara means it seriously or not. Listen carefully. If you actually do that, how will you, let's assume you follow this. The Chazan said Baruch Haba, and I said B'shem Hashem. How will you say this and this? Will you yield it to Shomer Kona, did you say it yourself? Yes. Guess what? Both. Half and half. Now comes the debate, Rabotai. Is this Gemara to be taken seriously? Can you be Yotzei one bracha with half and half? Half what? You say, and half you listen to Shleatzi. Is that acceptable or not? So please take a look at page number five. Litoisius rules unequivocally that you can never be Yotzei anything that way. Either you do it yourself, or you're looking for somebody. But there ain't no such thing as a halfway house. There's no such thing as half and half, half clean, milk, no. It's either all clean or all milk. Here is Taisvis Andrahos Daf Nem Vav Omra. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a situation where the Gemara says that Birkas HaMazon is Shnayim or Shlosha. Whatever that means, Rashi's got his interpretation, Taisvis now says, Upa'amin Mishlosha. Sometimes Birkas HaMazon can be recited with three people. What does it mean? Bishlosha b'nei Adam. She'echod yivarech min nivarech adazan. One person says from nivarech birkas hazimah, nivarech shachal mishalo atol adan atakol. The second guy says nivashemi no delecha atol aretz al amazon. V'hashlishi adbomi yushalayim. That's perfectly okay. They have three separate mizamim. Don't forget, at that time, when they did Zimun, nobody ever opened up their mouth for Birkas HaMazon. When they did Zimun, the mizamim said the whole Birkas HaMazon out loud. All we did is answer and say Amen. And they go to the Mizrach, they still do that. That's the way they bench the Zimun. The Nizamein says the Baruch Shachal Shabbatim, and he says the whole Birkas HaMazon Amat, you just get to sit there quiet. That's the way Zimun used to be done. Says Taisvis, okay, you can rotate. One guy is this Baruch, one guy is that Baruch, one guy is this Baruch. Half of the Katsa'im, but in halfway, Ein Levarech, Im Ha'echad Ein Yodea, Ki Im Chatsi Habrach. Says Taisvis. You know what? Let's assume we don't know them. But forget it. We don't know the whole bunch of them. But I know half the first bracha. So I'll say the first bracha until Kili Olam Chasdo, and you'll take over from Uva to Vahavado. Says Taisvis, it doesn't work. You have to have one complete bracha, and the next guy, that's a complete bracha. So claims Taisvis that there is no such thing. And in the middle of a unit, of a bracha at least in the middle of a bracha, having split in the middle. Taisus doesn't say that, only the Chatzis. Taisus doesn't say that.
So didn't the Gemara Brachos talk about the Shef, he made a mistake, and they talk about replacing the person at the Mach and Shittah?
Correct.
Which doesn't imply you go back to the beginning of the bracha, it would imply you go right to the little mistake.
That's a good question. That's a good question. That might be a good question for them.
That's going to be part of Hallel and Baruch at that point.
Okay, so now, what are we going to allow? Within Hallel, what do you allow?
Can the other mitzvahs,
Megillah doesn't work by Shomer Ka'omer. It doesn't work that way. Priest HaKorah, by Megillah.
That would be the question. Can you have? Can you split the? Can you split for yourself the gilah? Good. Okay. So let's take a look at. Now go to page 6 now.
I'm sorry, it's a little light.
This is a tshuva of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and in Siman Sarah, and he writes as follows: Ulam the Beis Yosef, Orachai in Siman Sarah, Mevor, Shigam Babrocha Achas, Ekshar Lekalek Osaha Brocha Lishnayim, Vlatseis Yedei Chavatzo, Chetzio Ba'amira, the Chetzio Bishmiya, Mitorah Shemeh Gorah. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, no, against Tysus. It says that even in the middle of a brach, you can have multiple people splitting up Shemei HaTorah and do part yourself, and part what? Somebody else. Perfectly okay. Shekotzah Shom, because the Beis Yosef writes, Sheharash, Hayinohed bibrach bibirchas ava rava. What does that say? Lechol habracha hayomer ba'atmo. The sof habracha hayoyotze me'ashliach tzibur b'tarish shemeret. The rush for ava rava would do the following. The discussion in that tzima in Beis Yosef is whether you should answer amen after Hamokeh Yisrael Ya'avona. Some people say you do not answer amen. In most, you go to a shtibul, what's everybody, the chasuket, the karasuni, the chasuket, the chasuket, everybody's shtibul. Everybody all together. Nobody answers amen. That's the Mechaber's opinion. Don't answer Amen after Abokhev HaMo Yisrael Biyah. And the Rosh said, why? Because they view Abokhev HaMo Yisrael Biyah like a Birchas HaMitzvah to Shema. If you make the Birchas HaMitzvah, do you say Amen when somebody, if you're going to fulfill the mitzvah bracha yourself, you don't do that. You don't interrupt. So, I know, because he followed Rav. That's one. Fine. So what did the Rush do? The Rush said the whole thing himself. Whole Abarav himself. But he wanted to demonstrate that I answer Amen after Habakkuk HaMo Yisrael B'Yahavah. So how do we guarantee that he's going to be answering Amen? Forced to answer Amen? And then he would say the words himself. Because if he would say it and finish at the same time, you can't answer Amen after your own brother. See, if you want to get trapped of saying Habakkuk HaMo Yisrael B'Yahavah and the Chas is up at the same time, I don't want to do that. I want to show everybody that you're supposed to answer Amen. So how did he do it? He split it up. He said the whole Abarabah himself until the end. Chas is Baruch HaKol Hashem Habakkuk HaMo Yisrael B'Yahavah. Rosh has got to answer Amen, otherwise he won't be Yotze in the mitzvah. So that's the way he did. So the Beis Yosef, and was quoted by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, so obviously the Rosh disagreed with whom? With Tysus. That you can have half a bracha fulfilled yourself, and half a bracha fulfilled somewhere else. But by somebody, by listening to somebody else. If that's correct, our Gemara, which says, Baruch Haba, and the other person answers, why? B'Shem Hashem? That's the proof, exactly. The reason why the Gemara illustrates it in this funny fashion is to communicate another Allah. Not only can the Yotze Shomer Ka'oneh if you don't answer anything, which of course every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows, that the Shomer Ka'oneh, all you gotta do is listen, all you gotta do is listen. I wanna teach you a bigger thing. If you wanna have a half and half job, half the Chazon says, half you say, that's also okay. So our Gemara
indicates, uses this strange case to communicate the din of Shomer Ka'ona to teach us an added halakha. Not only does Shomer Ka'ona work when what, Rabotai? When you're going to listen to the whole thing, but even when? Even if you're going to listen to half and say the other half yourself. That is abundantly clear from the illustration of the Gemara. Chazin Omer Baruch Haba, and everybody answered B'Shem Hashem. So Baruch Haba, you were Yotzei to the Chazin, B'Shem Hashem, you were Yotzei Yisrael. You were Yotzei Yisrael. Good. One last point. Does anybody remember the Rambam Shita, how the Rambam read this Gemara last week? Now you got the notes there. What was the Rambam Shita? We read, we cast out the Rambam last week. What did he say? But no, it was not Shomer Ka'ona. He says the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and what did the Tzibur answer? What? The Rambam gives an illustration, each line. What did the Rambam say? You got the Rambam there last week?
Baruch Haba.
Exactly. Correct. The Rambam said this was Halacha Yudalit. Halacha Yudalit. Line 3. Who Omer Baruch Haba? The whole line Omer Baruch Haba. What's going on? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Who Omer Baruch Haba? They say Baruch Haba. B'Shem Hashem. The Rambam says Baruch Haba, and they say Baruch Haba. So that's the Lech HaMishnah's question. Oh no, he's against the Gemara. So some suggest,
take a look at our Gemara now. I'm going a little out of order for a second, just for a second. Three lines from the bottom of the page, please. Three lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rava. Lo leima inish Baruch Haba. V'hadar b'shem Hashem. When you recite Hallel, don't take a snooze after you say the word Baruch Haba. No, that's it. And then say b'shem Hashem. So b'shem Hashem is meaningless. Yeah. And it's if you will what? Motzi Shem Shomayim Levatala. If I say the phrase Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, that makes sense. Blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. That makes sense. But if I say Baruch Haba, then you go to sleep. And now you say B'Shem Hashem. What's B'Shem Hashem? It looks like you're just saying God's name for in vain. Therefore, what does Rava say you should do? Ella. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Behadadi. Say it all together. Okay? Good. Who wants to use this Gemara to tell me why the Rambam reformulated the Gemara's illustration in the previous case? Why did the Rambam object to doing things the way Rava claimed they did, the way our Gemara claims they did? Why did the Rambam change it? What? Because, exactly. Our Gemara is talking about Rava, and their Rava is the spokesman. If the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and everybody else just answers B'Shem Hashem, what does B'Shem Hashem mean? What does it mean? What B'Shem Hashem? This particular phrase is a poor illustration to do any halacha that you would like. Name. You want to do B'Tzeis Yisrael V'Mitzrayim, and we'll do it this way. The Chazan will say B'Tzeis Yisrael V'Mitzrayim, and what will the Tzibur answer? Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'eis. In that case, we will learn two halachot. One, that the Tzibur does not have to say B'Tzeis Yisrael V'Mitzrayim. They'll be Yotzei through Shleach Tzibur. And Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'eis will learn the second halacha. If you want to have a half and half job, that's perfectly okay. But don't illustrate it with the phrase,
Baruch Haba and B'Shem Hashem. Why? That generates the possibility that somebody will misinterpret that the phrase being chanted by the Tehillah, B'Shem Hashem, stands alone, and that looks like Ki'ilu Motzi Shem Shemayim Levakor. Therefore, said the Rambam, if there's going to be any response to the Chazan's word Baruch Haba, what do you have to do? You say Baruch Haba. What's the difficulty then with the Rambam? If that was the case, what's the difficulty with the Rambam? What added halacha is that teaching? What added halacha is that teaching? The fact that if the minor is saying it, let's just say a minor was saying Baruch Haba, so you have to be rough. We already had that halacha. In the previous Gemara said, he said, Hallelu Abdei Hashem, you say Hallelu Abdei Hashem. Only in Acharav, you say whatever you said. We learned that halacha already. That if there is a minor who is not obligated, or a woman who is not obligated because it's a mitzvah such as non-brother, we already had that halacha. According to the Rambam, what additional information was communicated to the world by the practice in Rava's Kehillah to say Baruch Haba, and they respond to Baruch Haba. Don't forget, this whole exercise in Rava's Shul was to teach people the halach. That's what they did. In the middle of Halach, they taught the people the halach. So therefore, you know, all different possibilities of how to fulfill the mitzvah. What additional halach would be communicated to us under those circumstances?
The halach should be formulated in the negative, that if it's possible, the response should be interpreted as a brought up as Shem Shemayim Vatala, then that's where you can't make the break.
He's teaching us the halacha of Rava.
Yeah,
later on.
But it should have been formulated in the negative. In other words, it's a
do not answer it.
Correct.
It's not
just this case.
Correct. I grant you that. Good. Now everybody asks, if the Rambam says Baruch Haba, and people answer Baruch Haba, where is the practice, where's the source that Shemei Kohana works? In all of the illustrations of the Hallel. Have we had any illustrations where you just shut your mouth and listen? Nobody. None. Every other example so far has been what? Answering Hallelujah, answer Hallelujah, doing this. Where are you going to learn out the Halakha Shemei Kohana? Take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos, second Tosfos on the page. Hu Omer Hallelujah. The first case of Rava, which we learned last week, was that what happens? Chazan says Hallelujah. What does everybody do? Everybody repeats after him Hallelujah. Says Tosfos. Shliach. Hu Omer Hallelujah. Who's the who? Says Tosfos. Shliach Tzibur. The Chazan says the word Hallelujah. The Hatzibur Onin Acharav Hallelujah. The who shall sake Achia Anu. Now while the Tzibur responds Hallelujah, what does the Chazan do at that time? He's quiet. So now we're going to do that. Let's do it here together. Let's make a real rubber shul. The Chazan says Hallelujah. Everybody answers Hallelujah. Chazan goes, Hallelujah Adei Hashem. Now, only those people who don't know how to say Hallel, say Hallelujah. The rest of the people, according to the Gemara, say the Hallel on themselves. Very nice. Tells Tosfos people. Says Tosfos, V'hashta eino mefaresh heich nevorchen. How come Rava didn't tell us about the bracha on Hallel? What happens when you say, Asher kedishanu v'mitzvoso v'tzimanu, Likro is a Hallel. Shigam Hatzibur Chayavin Levarech Kodim Shiaschilu. The Tzibur also has to make a bracha of what? Of Hallel before they start. Says Tosfos, Vishema Kulam Mivarchin Yachad. Maybe what happened was the Shliach Tzibur did not begin the recitation of the Hallel, the Bracha, all together. And everybody just wait. Everybody answered. The Chazan gave a bang. I'm the Voreches. I'm all Yisrael. Vashalom. Now everybody begins together. Says together. Now the Chazan says, Hallelujah! And we answer Hallelujah. That's suggestion number one. Oh, hold on a second. Right? Whatever happened to the Anibaki? So Afa Shema Kulam Mevarchin Yachad. Then Tosfos says, the Afa Pisha Hatzibur Shoskin Atshi Yiftach Shliach Tzibur Hallelujah. Hey, Lachush Lakach. Even though there is a tenth of a second delay between the tzibur opening up their mouth after they said the word L'Kerosa Halev, why is there a tenth of a second delay till they open up their mouth? Because they have to listen to the Chazan say what? Hallelujah. So what's the problem? So what if there's a 10-second delay? What's the golden rule that you're violating? That a Berachas HaMitzvah has to be when? Over La'asiyasa. The last second before you fulfill the mitzvah. Well, if you're not saying anything until the Chazan says Hallelujah, there's a little delay. So what's Tosfos' answer? Don't worry about it. Ain't lachush l'kach. Don't worry about that. That's nothing. It's not a second. What's the big deal? That's Tosfos' answer. Mrs. Allen asks very well, what happens to the guy who doesn't know how to say the bracha follow? What happens to the guy who doesn't know how to say the bracha follow? So the Lecha Mishnah says, that's where the Rambam knew very well that there is a din of Shemar Torah. How do you know that there is a din of Shemar Torah? Because the Chazan is the only guy who said the bracha, and everybody else just listened and answered on him. Nobody said the bracha. Why? Because that's the way it was done. The Chazan says the bracha on Hallel, and then, before anybody starts saying, that's what happened. So the Rambam didn't need an illustration that the halakha of Shomer Ka'ona is to be derived from a sequence of response, give and take in Hallel, Baruch HaBaz, and saying B'Shem Hashem. The Rambam already knew that there is a halakha of what? Of Shomer Ka'ona, by virtue of the fact that the people who didn't know how to say Hallel had to be Yotzei what? The Baruch of Hallel. How in the world did a Yotzei the Baruch of Hallel? The assumption is that the Chazan said the Baruch out loud, and they just listened. That is the fulfillment of Shomer Ka'ona. Once mentioned, the Rav is of the opinion that we should never ever do what we do in our shul. Not by Hallel, not by Sri Yisrael. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos that there are two ways to be Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona. A, listen to the bracha beginning to end, and don't say anything. B, alternatively, just answer on. Even if you don't have in mind to be Yotzei from the beginning to the end, you don't have in mind to be Yotzei. Just answer on that. See, you're already Yotzei the bracha. Said the Rav, the way every shul does the Hallel, the Chazan makes the bracha, so Shesha can trust it's one of those Hallel. And everybody answers Amen. And then you say the bracha yourself again, the bracha of Atala, according to the Rambam. So how did he do it in Maimonides?
Yes.
That's what the Rav always said. Start it together. Everybody says the bracha all together. Same thing by counting the Sphira. The rabbi, whoever's saying Sphira, says, Hashem says, oh, it's everybody answers Amen. And then you make the bracha again. What do you mean? You just said on me. It's a bracha levatol.
What about Ravam?
What?
Every time it's better to have one person do it.
Correct. So that would have been the alternative way. Just have everybody listen. So what? Okay. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, listen carefully. The Mishnah Brewer writes, we don't really rely on this Ravam business too much. Why? Because people's minds are wandering all over the place. The Mishnah Brewer writes, how come we don't have Zimun the way the Gemara says Zimun?
The guy does Rabbi Sinai Barev, or Rosh Hashanah Mishloach Lachmir, and he just listens to the end of the benching. Because your mind can't focus on listening to the whole benching. Why? I don't know. We managed to do it by Kriyas HaMegil, which is 40 minutes. So for 6 minutes of Berachas HaMazon, we can't keep our mind there.
Okay, but then 10 seconds
for the bracha. Exactly.
Terrible.
So therefore, there's a reluctance tonight, but that would have been the best thing.
It's really the home. It's not just the bracha.
That's correct.
With the counting too.
That's correct. That's good. So therefore, that's what Tosha said. So once you assume that the Chaz made the bracha, that's the origin of where Shomer Ta'on is, according to Shitas Rambam, based on the bottom of the Gemara, he says, no saying Baruch Haba, you saying B'Shem Hashem, it looks like you're Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. We'll stop here, and we'll continue next book with the famous Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos about how Shomer Ta'on works, about if you're in the middle of Chazor Sashat, if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the Chaz is up to Kedusha, do you keep going, or do you are silent and listen to the Chaz? This is the Machloikis, famous Machloikis. Yeah. Right.
The Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Yehuda.
Yeah, keep it.